I want to track out into adjuvant therapy, but one final question in terms of metastatic disease, which is, can you talk a little bit about how you approach the use of sequential hormone therapy in metastatic breast cancer, both in the premenopausal patient and the postmenopausal patient?
It's a moving target, I think is the right way to put it. Our patients who've been on hormone therapy who develop recurrent disease now are a different group than those who developed recurrent disease in the not so distant past, because many of them will have already seen an aromatase inhibitor and tamoxifen. So I think that part of it depends on whether a woman has relapsed on hormone therapy or not. And then we usually alternate the treatments. If you have disease in liver and lung after 2 years on tamoxifen, it's unlikely that any hormone therapy is going to have a huge effect, but you might be able to use it for maintenance after response on chemotherapy to try and really prolong response duration. That can be effective sometimes. But otherwise, I think it really depends on what the treatment scenario is. We tend to use aromatase inhibitors up front just because it's easier for patients to take a pill than an injection.
Of course, we're talking about postmenopausal women.
Yes. And then we move on to usually fulvestrant and then back to an aromatase inhibitor. And we'll use megase. Sometimes we use estrogens. We've, you know, try and really incorporate all the hormone therapies. And postmenopausal women, yes, but if I have a premenopausal woman, I put them into menopause with an injection, a GnRH agonist like Lupron or Zoladex, rather than waiting for them to go into menopause and starting on TAM.
Because, I mean, I guess when you think about it, in premenopausal women, you have tamoxifen and you have ovarian suppression, and that's kind of it. So I guess the next move is make her postmenopausal and then use the postmenopausal sequence.
Yes, and I think, you know, although we don't have a lot of data for that, that's a really reasonable approach. Bob Carlson has done a little study looking at the combination of ovarian suppression and aromatase inhibitor and shown that patients certainly responded. I think the real challenge to us is to make sure that the patients remain in menopause, which we're learning so much about the aromatase inhibitors as we use them, but they stimulate any residual function in the ovaries. So a woman could have been amenorrheic for 3 years, be 51 years old, and you'll start the aromatase inhibitor and she'll have a period, you know, even though her estradiol levels were menopausal. Because what happens is, because it's such a good stimulant, it will stimulate whatever residual function you have.